and 29 and on, you know, on up until the, you know, later years. They had garden, cane, cow, chicken, stuff like that. And
fish and
raised farm because of Penrose's mother. When I was telling about Penrose, they had a nice farm. Like a million had garden, they had hogs. You know, place like that. Because the husband lady worked out for Mr. Shipes. And they would go down there on the school bus on Friday and get the groceries. Sometime to catch the bus and come back. But it was a nice, quiet settlement. Mm-hmm. It sure was. Jimmy Gotell could have told you all about that. Because he had been there. He has been there. And his parents, over there by Nathaniel's, about the house. Not now, his father stayed in the house where Nathaniel's staying in. Mm-hmm. Now, he could have told you that. Mm-hmm. And his father lived in another house, which the old log house is torn down, you can't tell, but it's back down that way further. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll tell you, Henrietta can tell you too, because she lived there, and her parents and her grandparents, they lived just above Aunt Martha and Uncle Rob, which was her grandfather. They lived up above, you know where they are. I know you ain't talking of this budget. Fish places was up there before you get to Mr. Trail's store, but it's right there on the curve of the road. But they lived in a house down low, and my grandfather used to walk from there down to where we lived there and tote a suitcase on his back with a stick. That was his oldest, his sister, the oldest one, had. She stayed there, and when they called him, Mars lived to get 110. Showed it a many times. I was small, but I can remember that.
What did your house look like that you lived in?
And you mean the last one? Or the one where I was born and raised? Now, the one I was born and raised in was a log house.
What did it look like?
Well, it didn't have nothing, you know, long back and then. It was just a house, you know what I mean? So just, you know, but it had a kitchen and a porch to it. And we had two beds and a cot.
Just and one big room?
That's right, exactly. And a kitchen and a porch. But it would have balanced. You don't hardly ever see them now. That it is up in some parts of Georgia or Mayround or someplace like that where you can see them. They had these balancers on each side of the front porch and side like that. And because I have planted and mother had long years ago. Of course, they stayed in that house when he married. The last time and mother said she'd sit in that house.
Uh-huh.
And when he married, she still and planted peas and things like that, and they run up on strings like that. And I'm telling you, it's because it wasn't in a big yard, and we had orange grove. That had, let's see, had one, two, had three budded trees, orange, I mean, trees with orange, and it had two. No, it had three,
uh-huh.
Which makes six. Seedless orange trees.
Mm-hmm.
Long back in there, I was quite a kid.
Was and the kitchen built off from the rest of the house?
No, it built onto it. Built onto it.
Was it two rooms then?
No, it was two rooms with the kitchen.
Was the kitchen behind the?
No, it was in the east. Kitchen was in the east. The house was built this way, north and south, because the chimney was in the north. It was a thick and dirt chimney. And I'm a great old big fireplace then, and my grandfather, which is my daddy's father, he owned 80 acres, and daddy owned 80, was down below there. Now his kitchen was off from the house.
Mm-hmm.
Not a little piece in the yard, but it was off from the house. Because it's some people have lived in that house a long, long time, because granddaddy, a horse throwed him, they said. I was small, but I can remember it. And broke two or three of his ribs.